Jazzy 88 WFSK. I'm telling you, Lindsay Webster, right now, that's another hit. That song right there is another hit, okay?
So, thank you.
So you just put that in your book as of the 26th of March 2020. That is, to me, it's pitch perfect for numerous reasons. But anyway, we're so happy to have you with us.
Oh, it's so good to be back on with you. How are you doing?
I am still doing everything possible. And that's a lot in today's time. Yep. You know. How you been, darling? You doing good?
Yeah, you know, just really excited for this album to finally come out, you know, into the world. So we've been listening to it for, you know, a year now. And so, you know, just something about it coming out and everyone being able to hear it. Yeah. Also, you know, it makes the song sound different.
Yeah, yeah.
If you know what I mean. Like I was just saying, like, you know, when you listen to a song so much and it's only you, it's only your ears or, like, you know, the few people who are working on it, you know, you get used to it. Mm-hmm. And then, like, the moment you listen in front of someone else, like someone who hasn't heard it before, it actually sounds different to me.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's cool. I mean, you know, it's all part of the album coming out process, for me at least. It's like,
right.
It's like, huh.
You can breathe a little bit. Now,
you
said that you wrote these songs a year ago. Is that what I heard you say?
Well, let's see. The Unknown was wrote just about 2 years ago. So right when Love Inside was coming out, we were starting to write new music, you know? So like The Unknown, which, you know, it's one of my favorite songs on the album, that was written, you know, about 2 years ago. So in terms of writing, it probably took us, I mean, we're always writing is the thing. Like, Keith probably sent me like 47 ideas, you know, musical ideas.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you write to a whole bunch of them and, you know, certain ones just really pop out.
Yeah. Well, I will say that your writing is, everybody who's had a hand in writing, it's on point. The lyrics are good. The flow is incredible. And it's just real, real good skill sets. You know, you got the right sound around you, people, et cetera. And, of course, you know, you have the voice.
Well, thank you.
Well, you do. And there's been, and you know, as a radio station, we get a ton of music, in particular stations like this one who do our independent thought process on what we're going to play and have in our collections, etc. And there have been a good amount of female smooth sounding kind of jazzy vocalists come out of recent. Each one of you all have something different that you bring to the table, but yours is kind of a down home. You know, you got good range, and you know you're different, and that's what I think cuts you out in the cloth a little bit different than some of the other ones that I've heard. And maybe it's because this is your fifth project, sixth.
That's the fifth.
Yeah, but I just noticed that as I'm hearing the different females that have are singing the new ones in the last couple of years, your delivery and your voice is really very, very noticeable. So it kind of cuts through a lot of things, and that's what I'm looking for when I'm making the decision on what sound. It's important. For people like myself who are, you know, we love our music and then no one's going to take it from us. To have, you know, that stuff that makes you feel good. It's got a positive twist to it, or, you know, can slow you down, lift you up, you know. So when you're sitting down writing, what's on your, are you writing based on what you're going through? Or based on exactly what? The conditions around you or what?
Well, honestly, some of the songs that I write are about things that I've never been through, that, you know, I've seen others experience. And then when I write that kind of song, it's usually like what my reaction would be, or would have, you know, like my point of view coming from that. Some of my songs are about like exactly what I'm going through, like perspective from the new album is definitely like my moment of like getting my perspective back. I remember when I wrote it, I remember, you know, just the whole thing about it. Like that is exactly about a personal experience. But, yeah, there are songs that are not like, you know, something I've exactly gone through, you know?
Well, you have, just so new in the business still, you know, but, you have quite a support base out there. And let me remind the audience, this is WFSK's Artist of the Week. Our spotlight today is on Lindsay Webster, vocalist and songwriter. And Lindsay is relatively new, but in reality, you're not. Because this is your fourth time, I think, in the spotlight here on the station. And
I know. Yeah. I was just thinking about that and how great that is.
Yeah. Oh, better than people have any idea, because we spend time, you know, with talking with you, but, you know, emphasis on your songs for about a week, and you know, informing the people to tune in, and they truly enjoy the Artist of the Week. They like to hear what you guys are doing. So let's get a typical Lindsay Webster day. What do you do? Make coffee?
Oh, man.
You make
mean, like,
coffee?
The day, like, a typical day, like, in the last month, or, like, in,
just,
like, normal life?
normal life. What do you do? Make coffee?
Okay, so I wake up, and the first thing I do is I come, and I, like, put the water on, because I make French press coffee. And so I wait for the water to boil, and I grind the coffee, and I put it in the coffee maker.
Oh, wow. You're doing it real
and
style.
And then, I'm a coffee fanatic. So, you know, like the perfect cup of coffee every morning is very important to me. and so then I'll, like, go make my bed. You know, I try to, like, start with order. You know, they say to, like, always make your bed when you wake up. So I go back as I'm waiting for the water to boil, and I make my bed. And then I'll come back out and finish the coffee process. And then I'll sit with my coffee. And lately I've been trying to meditate before, like while I sip my coffee, like have a few sips of coffee, wake up a little bit.
Yeah.
And then meditate, because it's really, it really helps me when I remember how much it helps me. There are times when you feel so stressed out, you're like, I couldn't possibly meditate right now. But you know, practicing is the key, you know, so the more I do it, the more I realize how important it is for me. And so then I'll meditate, and then I'll get on the computer and look at the emails and do, you know, figure out what I'm going to post and all that kind of stuff. And then, you know, I want to get some exercise eventually or something. So I'll go for a walk or a run.
Yeah, good for you.
And,
good for you.
Lately, you know, I've been trying to figure out new ways to do the same things, you know, like I call my friends and I can FaceTime and stuff like that. And so, you know, my today's life, it's not that much different, you know.
Right.
I was able to go out and do some shopping and stock up and, you know, so just
normal stuff. Well, and, you know, the facts are is that you're just whenever I've been around you and seen you, you're always just a regular, basic old chick. I mean, you know, it's like, hey, girl, what's up? I mean, you know, you're not all flighty and stuff like, you know. So that's what I, you know, you do what you describe sounds like anybody's day, really. You know, have the coffee, although it does sound like it's a good cup. With the grinder and everything. That sounds like it's going to be fresh. did you say it was French coffee?
A French press.
Oh, French press.
Do you know what that is? It's like a type of coffee maker?
Yes, I do.
Okay, because some people don't know it yet. And I'm just, you know, I can't wait to fill people in when they don't know about French press coffee.
But you
sit down.
You're using whole beans, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, see, I'm there. I'm there. So for people that don't know, explain just quickly how you, because it makes the best, right?
for me, I mean, it's just so fresh and it tastes so good. And I make mine a little strong, so it's just like really flavorful. But, you know, I don't know. It's a lot of it comes down to the coffee that you like, right? Like, because there's so many coffees out there.
Yeah, it is.
What kind of coffee do you like?
Well, I like a strong too. And I like different flavors of beans.
Yeah.
I don't like it too terribly dark where it leaves that thick taste in your mouth. But I start my day with the same process. Coffee first.
Oh, my gosh. I'm sipping on my coffee right now.
And that's, you know, those little things like that. And then, of course, you know, getting ready to come to work. But the music, people can pop in the CDs, any of your projects, and feel good as they've gone about their day. And in particular, her new release just came out, what, last week?
Oh, no, it's coming out tomorrow.
Oh, my. Tomorrow.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
So we're up on the curve here. Okay. A woman like me, Lindsay Webster, has 11 cuts on here. I like this front cover photo. Who took this? It's very nice.
Thank you. That is Franco Vogt. Once again, he's done every album of mine.
I like this a lot. It's very classy. And he's
just amazing. And, and Michelle was my hair and makeup artist, and she's just unbelievable and really great team. You know, for the first two album covers, I did my own makeup and hair, and then Anne Michelle has done the last three, and it's the world of a difference.
It makes it
amazing, you know, when you just get to, and it's like a day of like pampering. It's fun. I mean, it's actually also quite a lot of work.
Yeah.
You know, like having to pose and look and see. And, like, oh my gosh, it's like exhausting.
Well, you have that look on the front, so that matches very, very, very well, because that is you know, this matches where you are to me in your career elevation. Because you've gone from unknown and to people saying, is Lindsay Webster coming back to Nashville? I'm like, I get that. I've been hearing that from people a lot. And
I bet. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Oh, I love that. It was so much fun playing down there. It was the best
Definitely. Now, Lindsay, of the musicians that are on the project, tell us who some of them are and what they're doing on this new CD.
Okay, yeah. Well, you know, we did go out to L.A. and we recorded, we did drums with Vinny Caliuta, and Nathan East played bass, and Luis Conde played percussion. So that was a different experience, you know, in addition to using players like Mike D'Amico and Tony DiPaolo, and Chris Harris plays on this album, and, you know, Ken Joplin. Like, we mixed it up. You know, we recorded the rhythm tracks with a completely different, you know, group. I mean, Keith was there too, obviously. But, like, you know, in terms of people that Keith and I work with, it was a whole new set of people, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And we did it different. We've done it, you know, we've done it locally every time when we record. So we decided to just switch it up, you know, go for, like, just something different for this album.
Yeah.
And just take an adventure. And so we flew out there with our engineer, and we spent 5 days at United Recording. And so we did, you know, I sang along, but really when I ever do my vocals, when I, like, come back to New York and really focus on that. Like, we do rough, just, you know, so it feels like you're playing a song, you know, everyone's playing together. Sometimes you get lucky and you get the vocal from there, but, you know, for me, I'm very, very particular. And anyway, so then, and it was amazing working with those guys. They're just so much fun, great professionalism, amazing to watch, really, truly amazing to just witness it. And so then, you know, we came back to New York and we recorded the guitar, saxophone, And Keith overdubbed some keyboards, and I did the vocals, mm-hmm. and, you know, it all came together fairly quickly and easily.
How's Keith doing?
Oh, Keith is good.
Tell him I ask about him.
Well, I think, you know, he's listening right now. So.
Oh, hey, Keith.
You just heard that. Yeah, I know he's tuned in. So.
Good. Yeah. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. I know he's had a hand in on writing some of the music, too. So.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. He does all the music, and I do the words and the melodies. Sometimes he does the melody. You know, he'll figure out a melody, and I go with that. You know, so.
Definitely.
Very, very much.
And that, you know, that combo, music combo, was just fabulous. Now, is this your first time working with Nathan East?
It's my first time recording. It was my first time recording with him. I met him for the first time when Sandy Shore did the Jazz Weekender out in Carmel, New York. It was like a Valentine's Day event.
Yeah.
And Nathan was playing bass and hosting the event.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, they asked us to come perform, mm-hmm. and so we did. We met him for the first time at a rehearsal, and he's just so cool.
He is
like,
cool.
He's really cool. Talk about someone who's like an everyday person that, like, you know, like, he's just like, hey, like, he just is too much. It's great. You know, this guy has done everything that I, like, listened to growing. Like, oh, my gosh.
Yes,
it just blows my mind.
Yeah.
And then I, like, look over, and he's, like, recording bass to my song. And I'm like, whoa. Like,
oh, that has
oh
to
my
be
goodness.
A, yeah, that has to be a total cast. Because he is just really cool. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, because I've interviewed him 3 or 4 times before, either him or somebody in that group knows how to cook. And I don't know, I'm about to start writing some of this stuff down. So if I get hungry, because I have invitations, I just haven't taken anybody up on them. now, Lindsay, can you cook? I'm in your business now. Oh, I'm really in your business. Can you?
I can. I can make a few things for sure.
Okay.
Let's see. I have all this stuff right now to make another batch of bolognese. I made chicken stock. But what I did was I poached a chicken, which is like you boil an entire chicken.
Oh, wow.
And then, for about 1.5 hours, and then I take it out and I put it in a strainer, and then I take all of the skin off the bird and get like all the fatty parts, and then I try to, you know, get that as much of that off as I can, throw it away, and then I take the meat off, and then I go ahead and I boil the bones for another like 24 hours.
Really?
And I make stock. With a whole bunch of vegetables in there, so I'm gonna make butternut squash soup with that stock that I made.
Wow.
And I also made pie crust.
Wait a minute, hold up, pie crust. Wait a minute, hold up. She can sing, she can songwrite, she can cook.
You know something? I made pizza dough the other night, though, and I just have to say that it failed. It was terrible.
Okay. Pie dough.
But
girl, look at you.
It still tasted good.
Oh,
you know?
My gosh. You know, all the women your age, none of them can do any of what your name is.
I know a few who can, actually, and they helped inspire me to, you know, learn my own self, you know? Because I haven't always been a cook or anything. Keith, you know, he was a cook. He is a cook. He's like, so I learned a lot of recipes from him, and I just, you know, started making them on my own, and
This is quite fun. I have a good time. Well, that's cool. That tells me, that's your down-homeness. Is that your New York side and your Woodstock New York side?
I'm sorry, you broke up a little bit my phone.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was wondering if your ability to be able to do the multiple things, was that part of your growing up? Because I know you, did you play an instrument when you were young?
Yeah, I actually still practice my cello. I really, growing up, was known as like a cellist among my friends and in my school. It was my first instrument that I started playing in third grade. And that was really my main passion. I always loved to sing all along the way, you know. But it's funny because, you know, a lot of my teachers, we needed cellists, Mm-hmm. You know, there were only two of us in the orchestra in my elementary school, so they needed cello. So I would say, oh, but I also like to sing. They would be like, of course, but keep playing your cello. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. like definitely like the focus was on my instrument.
Yeah.
Singing has just always been such a part of me. I'll sing along to any song and just mm-hmm. memorize it and just, you know, it's so ingrained in me and natural.
Sure.
It's something about lyrics for me are really, really important, and they just stick in my mind because they're so important, you know. So just loved, gravitated towards songs, good writing, you know, just for what I consider, you know, good writing.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure that it's because of where I grew up, but, you know, my parents were definitely very, they wanted me to do anything I wanted to do.
Right.
You know, they wanted me to try anything. They never, ever, ever did I hear, like, you can't do that. Unless I was like, oh, can I jump off this rock from 6 feet up? You know?
Yeah.
But, like, in terms of, like, oh, I think I can be an artist, a drawer, I can, you know, play my cello. They just totally really supported me in everything
right.
that I did.
Well,
so.
That has a lot to do with your success. You know, people are supporting you and telling you, you know, I'm with you and I'm behind you. That's 50% of the battle right there. Particularly if it's
Absolutely.
Your parents, you know, they might see something no one else sees in you.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. Now, Lindsay, I know that with the turbulence in our global situation here, I know it's impacted all of you all in your careers, so to speak, and the tours and different things that you had planned. What I know you probably had cancellations like a lot of other people. How's it looking for you as far as the next 3-4 months? Because I mean, literally, this could go for a little while into this toward the summer season.
I know, it sure could. Now shows in May are starting to get postponed. It's just a whole new world, you know. It's just like, wow, we're just like reminded, mm-hmm. like, hey, actually, you can slow down
mm-hmm.
and you can focus on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it's really, I'm trying, you know, because I got to look at the silver linings, otherwise I'll drive myself crazy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's happening, and I know that it's happening to all of my peers,
mm-hmm.
and it gives me a sense of like, okay, phew, you know, we're all in this together.
Exactly.
Even though we're just in our houses, we're not alone, you know? And I've seen little things going around on the internet, like, this is the first time that the way to save humanity is to sit at home on your couch. And I'm like,
wow.
You know, you've got to, and it's funny because I hear Perspective on in the background right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's this song absolutely applies to our current situation that we are all in. You know, it could be a lot worse. I mean, you know, and I feel for people who, I mean, I'm fortunate. Like, I was able to, like, make it to the store and, like,
mm-hmm.
you know, stock up on some, like, chicken and ground
mm-hmm.
beef and
mm-hmm.
freeze it and stuff. And so, you know, I know that, you know, sometimes when you're really stuck in
right.
a worse position, it's hard to find your perspective.
Yes.
But
yeah.
I think at every point in my life, no matter how bad or good things were, when I was able to really just find my silver lining and change my perspective is like what gets you through. You know, you don't have a choice.
Absolutely. And that's good for to hear, knowing that, because I know a lot of people have been, you know, their boats have been rocked. And, you know, so, but it to me tells me that a lot of people have taken a lot of stuff for granted.
Absolutely.
You know, it is definitely time to change your perspective, you know, because everybody in this world has an expiration date. Everybody, since the beginning of time until the end of time, everybody's got one. So just live the best life you can and do your best. And, you know, I mean, it just, because I've been hearing it from all ends, you know, from the promoters, from the labels, you know, wanting to know, is this insensitive sending you music to ask you to, you know, and I like to do a balancing act here because I'm that's kind of the way I you know, I'm grown, so I got a little bit different perspective. And you know, I felt the hat continuing to function, although not in a full capacity as we have done prior, but to still give the listening audience an opportunity to hear from people like you. That is absolutely like an oasis, you know, to get to hear new music and hear, you know, from your favorite or whatever the latest is. So continuing to do Artists of the Week, because I was like, well, you know, then is it going to, you know. So it's just been across the board, you know, balancing out what is in the best interest, you know, for the audience. And I think your cut perspective is really pitch perfect for this time. Mm-hmm. You're absolutely correct. This week's Artist of the Week is with me, and just a precious person. As you can tell, I'm president of your fan club.
I know.
Yeah, and everybody that knows you, like Bud and others, they're like, oh, Sharon Kay, you know, because I'm the first one to say, now, wait a minute, hold up. What is this? You know?
I know it.
Yeah, when I saw the cover, I had to call Bud and say, okay, I like this. He started laughing. He said, well, it passed the Sharon Kay test. I'm like, yes, I like this. Anyway, Lindsay, what's your favorite song on the project?
Well, that's a hard question.
I know.
Because pretty much, like, all of them are a favorite in some way because they even made it on the album. You know, there are songs that didn't quite come out the way I thought they would, but I still love them.
Yeah.
So it's, and it's like, I've been realizing that A Woman Like Me, the title track, it was, you know, I love the song. I can't explain it. It's such a personal thing, but it didn't quite come out the way I envisioned it.
Yeah.
And, but then, like, Nathan did this amazing bass solo, and it's like one of my favorite things ever. And so it, like, equally as much as, like, that's probably my least favorite song in terms of how it, like, it came out.
Yeah.
I love it because of Nathan's touch, you know? And so it's hard to say. I mean, if I really had to pick one that I could only listen to, like, I really love Perspective.
Real, I do too. It's beautiful. Well, we'll have to put that one in. Okay.
Sorry, that was a long-winded answer.
No, I'm just saying. It's hard. You know, you got 11, and if they're all good, you know, it just makes it very difficult to do the selection process. that's what I'm saying. And that generally happens with all your albums. Lindsay Webster, this week's Artist of the Week. We are certainly grateful for your time and, of course, your talent. For people to keep up with you, website, Facebook, Twitter, what are you doing? Everything?
I'm all over the place. Okay. It's funny. I like Twitter for me. I don't know. It's like kind of like Brussels sprouts. Like, yeah. I'll do it, but I'm not like going to search to like find Brussels sprouts. Like, I'm not. I don't ever remember to go on Twitter. Like, I love Instagram. Facebook is cool. You know, it's getting a little wild out there. But I love Instagram. So anyway, I'm on all of them, though. Lindsay Webster on Facebook, Lindsay Webster Official on Instagram, and LWB Music on Twitter.
Okay.
And then my website is lindsaywebstermusic.com.
Excellent. That's to me is the easy way to go. Bing, bang, boom. Get it all. Anyway, Lindsay, give everybody my best. Tell Keith Slattery, Sharon Kay sends love out from Nashville. And,
absolutely.
You take good care. And
I just want to mention one thing before we get off the phone.
Sure.
In this current time, as artists, like, the best thing that you guys, the listeners, could do is to go to your favorite artist's website and, like, get something from them, anything. Mm-hmm. You know, because we were talking earlier about how, you know, all the gigs being just canceled at once, it's impacted everybody financially. I mean, just it's crazy how it just got cut off. I mean, for everybody, and I understand that. So, you know, if you are able and you want to support any artist, be it myself, mm-hmm. you know, anyone, any, all of us, if you go to our website, the chances are that we are the one, like, going to the mailbox, you know, to send the CD out.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to say that, you know, not just to raise awareness that the artists are definitely struggling right now.
Yeah.
And there's ways to help, you know.
So go to the websites directly to them. And, directly
go to rickbraun.com or go to, you know, jefflorber.com.
Right.
Like, it's all like every artist of, you know,
makes a difference. That's why I like to have people go to the sites, because I know that's really hands on. And, you know, you get a chance to really, really see the impact of what you're doing versus a third source. You know, because that's what people have been used to. But I like to go to the websites. I'm glad you said that. And let me just put a sentence on that. And that also goes for non-profit radio stations like WFSK. Okay, so we're still playing your music here.
And, exactly.
We're still with you all. But we still,
you know what?
We still need people to support us, too.
Absolutely, and with you know, I bet you a whole bunch of people that normally wouldn't be listening to the radio, they have their radio on now too. You know, so what you said is very important for everyone to know. You know,
definitely
listeners and artists, all of us.
Yeah, and we're all in this together. Let us all help each other. That's how I see it. And so go to lindseywebster.com, get her latest release entitled A Woman Like Me, or any of the other recording artists. And then when you want to listen, go to WFSKFM.org. You can listen to our stream 24/7 global, and then you can hit the donate bar. Boom.
Nice.
Boom.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Lindsey, much love, and thank you so much, okay, for real.
Oh, thank you. I always love talking to you. It's always really nice to catch up with you.
Definitely. Dennis, I got the recipes out of you today. All right, you take care, dear.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye. Bye-bye.